work energy balance equation relates the kinetic energy with the work done by all forces acting on the particle. We've seen this equation before. It states that the kinetic energy at state 1 plus the work done by all forces acting on the particle between state 1 and 2 equals the kinetic energy at state 2. So you put a force or multiple forces on the particle and it's going to move. The kinetic energy will change. So now that we know a little something about what conservative and non-conservative forces are, we can change this equation a bit. We can break up that work term into two different work terms. We can break it up into a conservative part, which is now the potential energy, and the non-conservative part. We'll call that U sub non. So now we have an equation that says the kinetic energy at state 1 plus the potential energy at state 1 plus the non-conservative work equals the kinetic energy at state 2 plus the potential energy at state 2.